Well, welcome to a Wednesday, everybody. I guess that's the simplest way to say
it. Batten down the hatches.
Yes. Chairman Madrone is with us this morning.
Yes, sir. On duty. Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. It's Wednesday, the 4th of January. Oh, boy. Here we go again, folks.
Yeah.
I guess probably talking about what it's like to be in charge doesn't make any sense now that you're in charge.
Yeah, well, I haven't actually taken over really much yet because our first meeting's next week. But I'm on.
You got the pay scale.
It's already starting
you're there.
To come at me. You bet.
Yeah, first thing you do is decide not to have a meeting.
Oh, that's right.
Good
when
job.
You share, they double your pay. I forgot about.
Yeah,
that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And apparently, cut the meetings in half. Also.
Well, hey, I'm going to be working on streamlining. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, you
going
know,
until 7 or 8 o'clock at night, making a really good decision. No way.
Well, or don't have a meeting at all, then. You know, you can't make a bad one.
There you go.
See, I mean, there's all kinds of strategies that are possible
yeah,
there.
We're shaking it up. Let's do it that way.
Fair. Yeah, don't do that. We did that one last month.
We're
just trying to make it through here.
Moving on to the wet and the wild.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you hearing out there?
Well, power's out in a lot of places already, and that's just the start of today's storm. They even rated it. You know, I love it when they start calling them cyclones because that's what they really are.
That's what it was, cyclone bomb.
Cyclone bomb, right. Yeah. And sometimes they have this cyclogenesis, which means that basically in a short period of time, they can ramp up in a really, really big way. And they've actually rated this one coming in as a Category 4. Sounds like hurricane-type warnings and things like that. So,
is that on a 5 scale or a 10 scale?
You know, I've never really seen a scale for these. I noted that a few years ago they started naming these storms.
Yeah, which is a little bizarre, but fine. Yeah, I guess things change.
Yeah, this one I think they're calling Brian, but
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a hyphen on that one too to Steve.
Yeah, just Brian
BS. BS. Yeah, the BS storm, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Well, you're quick.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to wake up.
And there we have it.
Yeah, yeah. So I would imagine Public Works is out running around.
Oh, yeah. Like Public Works, Caltrans, PG&E, Suddenlink. Well, now they're called Optimum because they provide Optimum service. And lots of other things going on out there.
Sorry. I'm not even going to step on you.
Yeah, just let them go, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just yeah, whatever. Oh, so we do, Winston, you've got the current outage map available there. Spin that bad boy around, would you? So we can kind of take a look-see at it. All the common technology, huh?
It's all over.
Yeah, pretty much throughout Humboldt County, there's all kinds.
Hoopa's got 2,000 without electricity. Well,
and they were out early.
Yeah, and they do go out early all the time. They do have backup generators set up out there now, I believe, but they're noisy and fumy and all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but you can see
having their electricity.
You can see where the square is. I mean, it's just laid out there as a straight solid line. And they were there before we had the significant outages around Humboldt Bay also. So,
right, and you know, look along the coast there. They're just lining up all the way up.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they were saying. I guess the high wind warnings are along the coast and then on the interior. But the coast, northern Humboldt.
Yeah, and they were saying it was going to be like 20 to 30 with gusts to 55 later today, but they're already here. We're already seeing
I could go for 20 50s. Or 30.
We're seeing 50s and 60s already up in Trinidad, I can tell you. There were trees down all over the place coming in.
Well, I guess you could tell that it was kind of windy. People were driving the speed limit.
They were driving the speed limit, and most of them put sandbags in their car to give them some extra weight.
Oh, you know, some of us don't need that extra weight. Thank you for bringing that up, though.
Yeah, well,
you know, I may show up to your first meeting.
Yeah, well, we're going to have the new Caltrans proposal coming up later on the new how to charge for, how to charge for maintenance because gas isn't cutting it as we get more electric vehicles. There's less gas being used, so that's not going to continue to maintain our roads. So is it going to be based on weight or type of vehicle or number of miles you drive? So that's going to be a lively discussion coming up.
So we'll have gas tax and...
No, well, it'll
tax.
Be a transition, I believe.
Oh, you think they'll just pull it off the pump and put it on vehicles?
It won't happen just like that. I don't think it's going to be a flip of the switch, but I believe that they are recognizing that the revenue stream is going to continue to decrease.
I would suspect that the state is probably less inclined to do that as they're trying to encourage everybody to go out and buy a plug-in car.
Yes. And, you know,
they're not going to give us breaks for, you know, you have a two-year-old traditional.
Absolutely.
They're not going to give you a break.
And of course, as a county, you know, our biggest concern is how much of that share of that are we going to get? Because we're not.
Oh, you want to share now too?
SB1 has helped, but we still get such a paltry amount of funding. Our county roads are just atrocious. Whereas Caltrans,
but a little bit better.
It does seem like the state highways have a lot of money for maintenance and upgrades, even before they need them, almost. Like, whereas the roads for the county are a mess.
Yeah, it looks like Ferndale got knocked out of the park, also, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Cannibal
yeah.
Island and sure, that yeah. area, and then Southern Humboldt. What the schools are closed in Southern
Humboldt. 1-2 punch, man.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a lot of white on the map, but that's because there's not that many people out there.
I thought you were going to say because there's snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thankfully, we didn't have snow.
It's going to be high elevation, very high starting out.
Yeah. Well, if anybody's trying to drive 299 or you know today, you may want to reevaluate or at least to anticipate having some challenges.
And the other day, 299 and 36 were both closed in both directions at certain places because of slides.
Slips and slides. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Back into the winter world.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's been long enough. I think a lot of folks are probably unfamiliar with, you know, either moved into the area or it's just been long enough that they've forgotten.
Yeah, we've had such mild winters for a long time with, you know, a little big storm here, a little big storm every now and then, but nothing like what we're seeing so far this fall. And now we're into
the winter. Using that as a name reference for me, are you? Little Big Storm?
Little Big Storm. I've heard people call you
Which
that.
Is better than Big Little Storm, right?
Oh. Well, anything to lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, well.
Crazy world.
Yeah, at least we got sunshine up, and it kind of looks like it may be getting a little bit calmer. We're supposed to get the gusts throughout the day, though, until tomorrow morning sometime.
Yep, that's right. So. And then we got flood warnings because, of course, now our soils are relatively saturated. And so what that means is most of the rain that comes down is going to run off.
Now, that's traditional. We can anticipate
that.
That's normal.
Yep. Fern Bridge.
It's this wind and earthquake
City
stuff.
City out by the Mad River, traditional places that flood.
Yeah, that's good stuff. This other stuff's a little bizarre.
It's good to get the rain. We need it, boy.
Yeah, I wonder if they're capturing any of it down in the Bay Area where they're whining and
Got hit really hard the other day, and this one's coming in hard to Mendocino as well. So
yeah, I heard Davis and Sacramento as well as the Bay Area and then Southern California, but I bet you it's all running off.
Yeah. Well, there was a great video of the runoff from the Mad River Reservoir up at Ruth Lake the other day. Just roaring out of
really
the
Really cool. Yeah. Cool stuff. It's 8:09.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets. More than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Steve Madrone. Steve, one of the challenges, you know, with the wind and with the earthquakes is how people react themselves. I'm sure that you got some of the goofy calls. We heard an awful lot about the 911s. Don't overestimate people.
Yeah.
I guess is the simplest way. You know, at least with windstorms and stuff, it's pretty straightforward. And I'm sure PG&E is the ones getting a lot of the phone calls. You know, when, how.
Absolutely.
You'd mentioned already that in the valley, they have a series of generators. Has there been anything like in the services district or any of the other areas within the fifth that are not independent, but at least have made it more likely to be more comfortable?
Yeah, I think almost all the service districts have backup generators. You know, that's something that they've been doing for a long time because you have to. If you're going to continue to pump water and sewer and all these different things, not all sewer goes downhill. Some of it has pump stations, et cetera, et cetera. And so that can get real ugly real quick. So I think they're pretty well prepared. people that have lived here a long time and been through this before, you remember when this used to happen all the time, I think they're better prepared. But a lot of newer people think that, you know, there's supposed to be electricity all the time, 24/7, and they don't really plan well. And that is definitely a problem, you know, not getting fresh batteries in your flashlight, something as simple as that.
Yeah, or opening up the refrigerator to see if the power is on.
Right, that's a good one. Yeah,
that's another one. Yeah. Was it you're supposed to unplug the computers if you don't have the battery and the TVs?
Yeah, you don't want the surges happening and all that. But you know, if you're really careful with your use during the storms when the electricity is out, you can go on a small generator and power your TV and your computer and a light or two without much problem. But when people try to run their entire house off of it, it can get really expensive, and that's choices that people are making.
Well, that's one of the suggestions, so that you know that it's back, leave one light on.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Turn the others off, but leave one light on.
Well, that's it. Go around, turn everything off you really don't need, and hunker down like you only have a couple of outlets, you know? That's
or
not
go to
that
work.
Hard. Go to work.
I mean,
it's well,
still
if you can.
Semi-normal. Yeah, okay. If yeah, the I don't know. And maybe it's because, you know, been around. Running outside and looking up to see if the power poles are up.
Yeah.
And that's another wonderful thing, or checking the power line down on the ground.
Right, and what are the trees doing? Are they, you know, you're out there, no hard hat, nothing, right?
Yeah, you know, you've got a roof that gives you that protection, and then a ceiling that gives you that protection.
Well, in a with a two-story house, the bottom floor actually is the safest place to be. Because if there's going to be trees falling and piercing that upper roof, they might stop before they pierce through the floor.
Yeah, they got to go through two.
And, you know, and you can also align your house, believe it or not, you know, the pitch of the roof. You can align it with the direction that if you're in a forested area and you got trees near your house and you look at them, and you go, which way, if they fall this way, they're going to hit my house. So which way do I want the peak of the roof? Because it'll help shed. You know, some of it. So there's little things like that that you can think about during construction.
I suppose it depends on the size of the tree, too.
It does. And
yeah.
It,
if you got roadies, you're worried about that. Don't.
Nobody's really thinking about that kind of stuff during construction, right? But it is important. I thought about it with my house. So
did you do it? Or did you just think about it?
No, we aligned it very nicely. Oh, okay. So if the trees are coming this way, the peak of the roof is such that it'll shed them. You know, to some degree, right? I mean, there's no...
Yeah, if it's one of the big ones, it just snaps a little differently. That's
right, all. And trees are falling everywhere. There was a storm back in the 70s, I think it was probably 76, that we got 80 to 100 mile an hour winds up in Trinidad. Then there was another one in the late 80s, 70 to 80 mile an hour winds, and it took all those trees down on Scenic Drive and Patrick's Point, Sume Point. And, you know, it was a major windstorm.
I knew where you were the first time.
I know you did, but I just want to make sure you don't get lost.
So. Oh, okay,
we're going to start changing the names on the signs pretty soon for you. So.
Oh, great.
You're going to be like, where am I?
I just sit in the middle of the street and get hit, wondering where to go.
Yeah.
Oh, this kind of stuff. So what were you guys and gals told to anticipate with this storm? A couple of days? Of inconvenience, some major stuff. What did the experts say?
All of the above. You know, there's still some people who are still just getting their electricity back, right? And of course, Rio Del getting hit by another 5.4. I mean, it just seems to be no end to it right now. I think it is batten down the hatches and really take care of each other and check on your neighbors, right? I mean, there was a woman in Rio Del that 3 or 4 days after the earthquake, she was found. In a horrible way, but, you know, this guy saved her life because he was checking on gas lines and other things and heard her yelling out. And so check on your neighbors. Don't just assume everybody's okay. But wait till it's safe to go outside. And if you're going outside and you have to for other reasons, and throw on a hard hat or something, even a bicycle helmet or something, just to protect yourself, you know.
Halloween mask?
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. That's what I've always been told.
Scare the storm away? Good luck on that one,
just,
Brian.
Wear your mask. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and one thing we haven't heard about, but it could be part of this with a windstorm coming in, is don't go out to the beach.
Yeah, the big sneaker waves.
Yeah, check out how the surf is doing.
Or do it from the bluff.
I'm thinking about the guys with the funny boards on the top of the roof. Yeah. Who are sticking out the back of the truck, too. Well, wanting to ride the waves.
There were some videos the other day of kayakers going down the Mad River when it was at almost at flood flow. I was like, whoa, now those guys got
That was on the first? I know there's there's a group that does that on the first of every year.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if it was on the first or not, but I was impressed. They seemed to know what they're doing. They were in a group, but I wouldn't have been out there.
Yeah, those are the ones, you know, all of a sudden five becomes four.
That's right. Yeah, and you don't even know it because you're up in the front and you're watching what's going on.
Too many instances of that kind of thing, yeah. I guess play it safe, kind of.
Play it safe, yeah. Be smart.
It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:36 on a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'm still a Pooh Bear fan.
There you go.
Wednesday. Any day of the week, it's a Wednesday, potentially.
Potentially, yeah. Lately.
Who stole our honeypot, huh?
Yes, and here we are, trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, it's always challenging when there's white caps at low tide in the mudflat. Didn't think mud could turn that color, but it's...
Well, if you're out driving, hold on to that steering wheel. It's...
Two hands.
I had a heavy car, and it was blowing it all over the highway. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, there were a couple surprises for me coming in, but I kind of hooked...
Yeah.
I don't know. Over the years, I've just kind of developed that.
I was watching
that.
The little bitty cars come by. I'm like, good luck.
Oh, so you saw Wilson driving in.
Yeah, I got my F-350 bitten on.
Yeah, with the sandbags in the back.
Exactly.
Oh, let's see. What are the practice generator safety? Okay, keep everybody safe. I'm looking to see. Unplug the appliances. Keep abreast of what's going on. Confirm that your power's out. Yeah, okay. You've got some stuff there, Steve, that indicates what not to do, which I think is probably more applicable at this point.
Don't call in to 911. I mean, you know, we all know this stuff's coming. Be prepared. And avoid calling into 911 unless you truly have an emergency. Then, yeah, do it. But just, you know, people call in way too much all over the place, and then that just bogs the whole system down. So that's certainly one of those things that we want to be careful about. You know, after earthquakes and even after big storms, when electricity goes out and stuff, you want to check on your gas, you know, make sure you're not losing gas and having problems with that and such.
Yeah, you don't think about that with windstorms particularly.
Yes, well, that's
but
exactly
if things are
right.
falling and getting blown around, you know.
Yeah, leave your freezer half empty. Now, what is that? Food in the freezer will stay good. Right. So if you're trying to hold on to a whole lot of meat and all kinds of other things, then you might have some issues, you know.
Well, and freezing some water.
Water.
And that's one thing, at least with the wind, we don't hear that the water is not happening.
That's right. And if you freeze water ahead of time, you can put that in your refrigerator and in the freezer, and that'll hold things a lot longer, having those frozen things in there, right, as compared to frozen food. Which
And it works towards your diet plan, too. Just
that's
thaw that
right.
out and you know,
just
enjoy.
Don't eat for a few days. And you said it already, but don't put the generator in the house, right, obviously, and things like that. Have it in a well-ventilated area.
Well, and that, it seems very obvious.
Yeah.
But the fire guys or fire buddies will say every once in a while, somebody does a barbecue in their garage.
Yep.
And
doors closed.
Put the briquettes inside the garbage can or the box, and guess what happens?
Guess
they're not quite
what?
As cold, and
guess what?
They got a fire that they're responding to. So,
well, and if you're lucky enough to have a big generator that powers your entire house, it doesn't mean you need to be powering your entire house during that and then complaining later that you had to spend so much, you know, propane or gas to run your entire house. Act like it's an emergency, because it is, and shut everything down you really don't need, you know, and that can save you a lot of money. During these electrical outages.
That sounds like firsthand experience, huh?
Secondhand experience. I like those little Honda EU 2000s. They're amazing what they can do. We power two houses on it, but we're just trying to run maybe the TV and a couple lights and plug the refrigerator in every 6 hours.
Got to have the video games.
You got to have the video games to keep people occupied, you know.
And the storage of the gas.
That's right.
If you have gas or if it's propane.
Yeah, having that done ahead of time.
And that doesn't necessarily mean you keep it in the garage.
No, it doesn't. Maybe in an outside shed or something like that. That's a little safer from the house.
Perhaps bungeed so it doesn't roll away. Or
and have those things done ahead of time. I mean, we know this kind of storms have always happened here. It didn't very much for a number of years, but we're back into kind of a more normal pattern now. People think this is extreme, but it's actually not.
No,
it's compared to, you know, long
historical
records. Historical.
Sorry, normal historical.
Hysterical records. Right, exactly. Those flashlights with the old batteries in them, right? That's not the time to check on your flashlight when the power
No,
goes
and see
out.
That nice level of corrosion.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, those are just some of the common sense things. And, you know, having some gas, having water ahead of time. Because if, I mean, I'm on my
That's
own
That's what they
well,
talk about with the earthquake. You're supposed to have X number of gallons per person per day kind of thing.
Yeah, have that stuff already stored ahead of time, you know, and check your supplies regularly. Not every 5 years, but... You know, come fall, get ready.
That's the one thing I remember Tom Schaller talking about when he was running the blood bank. You know, you got your water set aside. Yeah. Water gets stale.
It does. You got
every
refresh.
6 months.
Batteries get stale.
Use it, rotate it, that's just right. like batteries, that's just right. like your smoke detectors, everything else. You know,
yeah.
Have a mini maintenance plan.
Yeah, be more independent, you know, and the more you are, the easier the time is going to be for your family when you go through these electrical outages, because it's not the power that was shut off, that's in us, the power, right? The electricity is a different deal. And so when we give up that power and we don't think about it, we don't prepare, then we're in a whole world of hurt there.
So are you seeing any motion on the outage map there, Winston? I don't know when the last time you refreshed it, but it looks like there's more areas.
It's going to keep happening. It's
being impacted.
It's roaring out there. I can see it out the window there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you're listening to us, then you must have prepared ahead
of
time.
Yeah. So. You're driving somewhere.
Or something, right.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. Okay, there's a little bit more outage in the Fortuna in the Eel River Valley area now than what there was before. And up towards, what is that, Big Lagoon?
Oric.
Yeah, okay, Oric. Well, that's about as close to Big Lagoon as I can get.
Well, there are certain stations that stay on during all this stuff, and I think KINS is one of those. KMUD radio is another one, so there's a little pitch for you guys. I mean, these are really important resources during these kinds of times that people can turn on, that go out to their car and turn on their radio or whatever it might be and stay in touch with what's going
See
on.
See what's going on, and hopefully we're saying something halfway intelligent.
Well, probably not.
But. Yeah, it's probably time to take a break. Yeah, recharge our batteries. It's 8:42.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Steve Madrone, Humboldt County 5th District Supervisor and Chairman of the Board, which was going to be the thought for the topic for this morning. But
was going to be.
Kind of got knocked out of the chair.
There you
a
go.
A little bit, yeah. You like that? I could have said blown out of the chair, but that would have been too
A little
too
pun
tacky.
There. Huh?
Yeah.
You never do puns of any kind.
Oh, never. Yeah. Well, I think they are.
It's going to be an
Apparently
interesting
not
year.
Everybody does.
It's going to be an interesting year, for sure.
Yeah.
And I take the responsibility very seriously, frankly, but not so serious that we're not going to have some fun and work together. And that's really what I take serious, is the idea that we're better and we do more work for the community when we work together. And we find that respect for each other, no matter what our differences might be on the issues or the topics that are in front of us. When we can do that with a professional and respectful attitude and find our way to a common ground
solution.
You mean
no more paper airplanes or spit wads?
No, none of that. And, you know, it's kind of nice to be open again, have the chambers open and having people come back in again. It's been a rough couple of years.
Lights on.
Yeah, lights are on. Mics are working, hopefully. The hybrid Zoom, hopefully, is working. I mean, there's a lot of technological challenges to running a meeting like that, but...
Yeah, so
it has increased public participation, you know, having, especially for the rural parts of Humboldt, you know, you come in for an item, supposed to be maybe in the morning, but it happens late in the day. You're there the entire day waiting for your item.
I was always very impressed with time-bound agendas.
Yeah.
Guys, we've got 5 minutes to wrap this thing up.
That's right.
And that's it. And then we move on to the next. We got people here waiting for, and, you know, I haven't had a chance to, well, too bad.
There are good and bad things about time-set items. The good thing is what you said. If it can work that way to where we actually monitor ourselves and say, for instance, you know, I already made my points. I'm not going to say it again, right? But when we start debating and thinking that if I say it 5 times, then I'll get my way. Oh, Lord.
No, that's the paper airplane time.
It is paper airplane time. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah. I think that ensures that the meeting will flow. Yeah, it may not flow to the same extent everybody wants.
Right.
But after a couple of weeks, okay, everybody's ox has been gored. Mm-hmm. Everybody's taken advantage of it. Everybody's had the opportunity.
Submitted their
it
letters.
Becomes routine at that point, and you just go. You know, and maybe the occasional community member doesn't get it. Okay, but everybody else does, so then they'll fall in line, and things start happening that way.
Well, you know, 95% of what we do is unanimous votes. I think people fail to recognize that. You know, they think we're always, you know, battling with each other. But that's a few items that are controversial, you know, where there's differences.
And those are the ones that get to, you know, the pudding gets stirred and people get excited
and
about.
They get a lot of airtime.
Yeah, and people focus on instead of the... Yeah. I guess routine becomes mundane at some point.
Absolutely. But even within those controversial items, I mean, a lot of what I've tried to learn in my first term is how to be a better listener. And try to hear both sides and then look for that sweet spot of compromise. You know, and none of us are going to get what we want. But if we can move in a direction where we're all in agreement that we've done something good to move forward, then that's the goal at the end of the day.
Progress.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and results too.
Results.
Results are always nice.
Yeah, I think that's it. You know, people vote us in not to fight with each other, but to get it done, get work done, and
maybe
bring forward resources. Well, you know, there are those out there. Sure. I miss the days of Aldo Bongio. I don't know if you remember him. He was amazing. He would kind of Kent Swatsky's sort of taken over there, I guess.
Yeah, but he's not like Aldo.
Aldo.
I remember that was one
comment.
He played
the accordion. He was an amazing accordion.
He had a lot of talents.
Yeah.
One of them was getting under Bonnie Neely's skin.
Well, I have allowed people to get under my skin a bit in the first term, but I think I've settled down and tried to watch how other people handle that kind of stuff and learn to not take it personal, you know, and try and find, again, like I say, what can we do here that will improve the situation?
I would suspect learning from earthquakes and windstorms.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, whatever it is. I mean, right. Yeah, my takeaway from the last couple of weeks is that a lot of the departments and department heads know what's going on. It may be staffing issues. It may be resource equipment and things like that run out.
Yeah.
And the community partnering and stepping up and saying, okay, how can I help?
Yeah.
Merritt Perry was talking about some folks bringing food down to the Veterans Hall.
Yeah.
Made it home.
Right.
Okay. Can't take it because it's, you know, you don't know, right? All you need is one screw, right?
You don't.
But it was still there. You know,
right.
The effort, energy, the concern, the outpouring, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So
that's right.
You know, we'll make it through this, and hopefully we'll all be here tomorrow and the next day and
absolutely
learn and do a little better next time and keep it going.
You bet. And prayers go out to the people in Rio Del in particular and all others, you know, for their rebuilding and their safety and such. Southern Humboldt definitely took more of a brunt from the earthquakes, and here we are.
Well, and the folks down in the Greater Bay Area, too, they're going to be dealing with some excitement that we don't have to, so.
That's it.
All right.
Stay safe.
Here we go.